Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Radhe, Radhe, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha, Shyamasundara Radha. Jam Sundara Radhe Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Govakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I thank Jagatarini Mataji very much for briefing us about the place where we are by giving us a transcendental land map, so to say. These are the heads of Brahma, she said. Here are the different pastimes, places of Radha and Krishna. And I would like to add two words to what Jagatarini said. These two words are in Sanskrit, apyatya, apyatya. Apyatya means even today Radha and Krishna are here in this land of Varshana. And this is what Raghunath Das Goswami explains in his Braj Bilas Stava. You should not think they are not here. In fact, they are here even today. I also would like to thank Burijan Prabhu for throwing an atom bomb into the hall by saying the ego has to go. Then we can go on retreat. That felt in the moment a little bit painful, but then I thought, why not? Let's try. I would like to give you now a few helpful tips, hopefully, how you can conduct your retreat. But before, I really want to thank you so much for coming. I recognize devotees from Australia who said they would come. I didn't believe them because Australian, they always say, no worry, mate. And maybe there was a worry to come, and then they would not have come. But thank you very much for coming. Phil is there and others. I see devotees from Alachua. The two transcendental Kirtan brothers are here. Yashomati is here from Mayapur, who is one of the three devotees who organizes the famous Kirtan Mela. I also see devotees from Germany who have made the long journey to Vrindavan. And I can see from some of your faces that this is your first time in Vrindavan. Because you can see the signs of a good diarrhea. And normally when we come for the first time, we always get it. It makes us humble, I guess. So I'm very, very grateful to see all of you from different parts of the world, from the dams, from Mayapur, I can also see devotees. Really, I'm unlimitedly grateful because together we can form something in the time which we have, which is very valuable for increasing our own attachments to the holy name. We can form a sangha, a society or an association of like-minded people who all make efforts in the same direction. And that will, of course, give each one of us an additional strength, the strength from the group. Jiva Goswami says in the Bhakti, what is this famous treatise? Bhakti Sandava, that kirtan done with many is the best process in the age of Kali because it creates such extraordinary devotional feelings. So he speaks here of a group of devotees who all concentrate their minds and their energies in the same direction to do sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name together, or like here where we trying to increase our depths in the chanting. You all came from far. Some of you have left difficult situations at home, but you decided, no, I have to come. I know someone here whose husband is very ill, but who has made the effort, I will go to Vrindavan and to Vashana, and I will bring the dust of Vashana home, and I will put it on your head, and then it really will act as a medicine. Some of you have come because you feel your spiritual life has come to a crossroad. One direction you could do is the direction which unfortunately many people do, the road of compromise, where you somehow settle in a compromised spiritual life. Or you could take the other road, the road of practicing with taste, with genuine ruchi, with nam ruchi, your chanting. Most properly, there are as many motivations why devotees have come in this room as there are devotees in this room. There are as many individual stories of spiritual life in this room as devotees are now sitting here in this room. And whatever is the motivation or the reason why you came, and whatever is your life story, you have decided to now take 5 or 6 days out of your conditioned life, spend it in the most, and spend it in one of the most powerful holy dharms, holy places in this world, and spend it with the most powerful practice, the chanting of the holy name. And I really want to say, as they say in Vrindavan, badai ho, badai ho, badai ho. May your efforts be blessed. May you be blessed, and may you all attain that for which you have undertaken this journey which brought you here. We as your facilitators, the three of us, are very honored. We feel very inspired, and we will give our best to give you all those hints and all those inspirations which most properly can help you to move forward if you apply them in your life. We will do our best to do this. I really offer my obeisances to each one of you who is a great soul just for the reason of having having made this determination to come to the holy dham Varshana out in the forest of Vrindavan, and to come for these 6 days of intense spiritual practice. I'm really honored to be in your association and feel already a healthy enthusiasm coming up. I would like us to take a few moments now to again reflect on where we are. We have come to Vasana, and we have heard that this is the place of Srimati Radhika. Srila Prabhupada said about Srimati Radharani that she is extremely active in bringing a devotee to Krishna. And therefore, he says, we should approach Radharani first and then Krishna, Radha Krishna. Oh, Radharani, we should say, please have mercy upon me. And then Prabhupada said, this is in a lecture in London, Radha will go to Krishna and say, oh Krishna, he is a devotee. He's much better than I am. Please take him. Give him your mercy. Yeah? So Radha is the most merciful, the compassionate aspect of God. She has a type of love for the living entities, which is called a motherly love. Motherly love. Therefore, Prabhupada used one name for Radharani. He said, Jagan Mata, the mother of the universe. What is the love of the mother and what is the love of the father? I think we all remember very much. Father wants to see good notes. Father wants to see that you are very active in your life, that you do good. And mother, the mother just loves you. I remember I was not at all interested in school. In fact, I ran away at the first opportunity and never returned. My father was always very angry. How will you become a rich man? How will you be successful? And I said, but it's impossible for me to sit in the school. It's so boring. My mother said, leave him alone. He is anyways a little strong-headed. And when she saw that I was crying because my father was heavy, she would always cook for me vanilla pudding. You know, that's, I think you can understand. I don't know how to say it in English. Mother's love is unconditional. No conditions. So we have chosen this dham to for our japa and kirtan retreat because we want the devotees to access unconditional mercy in their efforts to chant the holy name. What is the quality of this Vrindavan Dham and Vashana in speciality? I think the quality was best summarized by one doctor here in Vashana who treated me once. We had gone with Loganath Swami on a parayatra or parikrama around Vrindavan that takes, I think, a little bit more than 30 days. And we walked barefoot. I'm from the West, I don't usually go barefoot. I got a terrible foot infection. A really bad infection, and I needed to go to a doctor here in Vashana. The doctor looked at the foot which was blown up and said, okay, you need an injection. And he got a monster spritze, you know, a monster thing out with a needle which had seen the sacred bottoms of maybe 50,000 bridge Parsis before. You know? And he just jump, put it in and put the injection in. And then I felt very miserable afterwards. And he laughed at me and he said, you know what braj means? I said, well, I know something, but you tell me. Braj means what we say here in Vrindavan. We say not braj like you Westerners, we say bridge. And bridge means it's a bridge from this world to the eternal world. And I said, you mean I will not survive your injection? And he said, if you survive or not survive, that is not the discussion. Most probably you will survive. But the point I want to make is, this is a bridge. It brings you from here to there. Or as Srila Prabhupada said, to go to the holy Dham means to get an impetus. Impetus means a push to go back home, back to Godhead. So, I have survived the injection, and I think we will all survive the Japa and Kirtan retreat, which will be another injection. But we have come to the bridge, and we can use the bridge. I want to give you now some tips how to make best of your use here in best use of your time in Vashana. We have arranged this retreat like we always arrange this our retreats. It's in the form of a journey with different stops. For instance, today the session is just tuning us into it's called entering the retreat. And then starting tomorrow, we will lay the foundation. Bhujam Prabhu will talk in his lectures about the glories of the holy name. And then from 11 to 1 o'clock, there is a workshop, Secrets of Good Japa and Kirtan, from Bhajan Rahasya, the guidebook of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how to increase the efficiency of chanting your holy name. There are ample group japa sessions and group japa with senior devotees. And in the evening, we always have Leela Kirtans. And then there is from dawn to dusk and beyond Kirtan Day, we will start an Akanda Kirtan, uninterrupted Kirtan, the day after tomorrow, right in the most idyllic place here in Vashana, at the Gevavakund. Then we will slowly prepare ourselves for the 64 rounds day, right at the bhajan place of Rupa Goswami in Tirkadamba. It's also out there in the forest of Vrindavan. In other words, we have planned this Japa and Kirtan retreat to be like a journey for you with different stations, different events which will take place. When you go to a journey, on a journey, you need a compass. What that compass is, I will give you a compass, each one of you, in 10 minutes. You will not believe your ears. You will hold a compass. We have distributed to you a song sheet, which is another compass. It's called Sri Nam Mahatmya, and I would request you to take it or to look over the shoulder of someone who has it. I know some of you will collect their song sheets after this session, and the different materials on the table, and so on. The song is called Sri Nam Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. It is written by Thakur Bhaktivinod, and it describes a process of chanting which gives faith in our hearts. We will go through the first two shlokas of this song. Krishna namade rakota bal vishayavasanale mora chita sadajvale. Sing please. Vishayavasanale mora chita sadajvale ravi tapta tamaru bhumi sam ravi tapta maru bhumi sam khana randra padha diya riddhi maje praveshiya kana randra padha diya riddhi maje praveshiya varisho Yasudanupam Varishoya Sudanupam Varishoya Sudanupam. In great ecstasy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings about the glories of the holy name. He says, what power does the name of Krishna possess? Aha, aha, what power? He says, surprised. Then he looks into his heart and he finds the Agni, the fire of samsara. My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name entering the core of my heart through the holes of my ears showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. So my dear devotees, if you wish the fire in the heart to stop, invite the shower of the holy name. Redoya hoite bole jiva lagrete chole. Hridaya hoite bole jiva lagrete chale. Shapta rupe
nace no noxan chapta rupe nace na noxan kante mora mange swara anga kanpe tada tada kante mora ange swara anga kanpe tada tada sira hoite na pa re charon sira hoite apare chora stira hoite na pare chora Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
He says the holy name speaks from within his heart. It's a heart affair. The name comes in the heart. Then from there, it moves to the tip of the tongue. It constantly dances there as transcendent a sound. Start with the heart, then come the lip and the tongue. My throat becomes choked up. My body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot remain still. Haibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hey Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Aibo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
So, it's a journey. It starts in perhaps what Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes as a desert, the heart, which is full with so many desires. I don't know if you also have such a heart. There's so much is going on, so many needs, so many desires, so much discomfort. But even that same heart, the holy name enters, the same place. It has to come to the heart. It doesn't use, it is not so useful if it's only on the lips, huh? Then that it showers the nectar, and there will be ecstatic symptoms. So what this journey is like, from a blazing heart to a nectar heart, or from chanting without taste to chanting with taste, we will learn in this Japa and Kirtan retreat, and each day we will sing two more verses, and you can see how you can check in your own heart how well you are doing according to the verses here. The whole idea is really Shraddha. You can move forward on the road of faith, of Shraddha. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one Krishna Das in Puri, "Oh Mahaprabhu, it seems that some devotees progress very quickly, whereas others remain and don't make advancement. What is the reason?" And Mahaprabhu simply said, "The reason is that some chant with faith in the holy name and others chant without faith or without much faith." To chant, you need an investment from above. And this investment you need to get from Nam Prabhu, from the holy name. How can you determine if you have gotten the mercy of Nam Prabhu or if you are still waiting for the mercy of Nam Prabhu? You can determine this question by seeing how much Shraddha you have. When the holy name is merciful upon an individual, he bestows Shraddha of faith in him. The holy name, however, is merciful only to someone who chants without offenses. Someone who still chants with offenses will not get Shraddha, will not get faith in the holy name, at least not substantial faith. In this Japa and Kirtan retreat, we will also learn how to become free of those things which block or stop the holy name from giving his kripa, his mercy to us. But mainly we will chant a lot. We will first hear a lot about chanting, but then we will chant a lot and just beg for the mercy of the holy name. And you will see most properly when you leave Vashana that you have come from a little shraddha, our dough shraddha, the beginner shraddha, to a lot of capital of shraddha in your heart, a lot of investment, a lot of faith, so that you will be able to sit for 24 hours and happily chant. Because you have so much faith, this is the best. Some of you start worrying already. Oh no! Where did I get into it? No, I'm maybe not 24 hours, but you will get a deep shraddha, a deep faith as a result of the Naam Kripa. Important for you is that this is your journey. And I really want to say it once again. This is your Japa retreat. Each one of you has to take the Japa retreat on board in his life. What I mean is with this, you have to make your individual journey. You will have to think about the things which you hear and apply them. You can't expect that Bhurijan Prabhu and the other facilitators will carry you on their already aging bags. You have to carry yourself through the Japa retreat to make the maximum of benefit. And therefore, I would like to suggest to you that you take a compass which helps you in difficult times to stay on course. A compass which tells you where is the desired direction in which you wish to go. This compass is described to be a sankalpa, an inner orientation, an inner intention. And for this, I would like to make a very, very brief and blissful exercise with you. I will request you to turn to a neighbor and discuss with him or her Mataji's. Please turn to Mataji's and the male devotees to the male devotees, and to discuss with them three questions which we have put for you on the blackboard. The first of all, find your neighbor, find yourself, someone. Maybe Siamsaki, you just Siamsaki, wartest du noch bitte, weil die müssen noch finden. Please find someone. It can be anyone who has two ears and a tongue. I want to say that it's very important that you participate in this exercise. Please don't think I never do this. I always listen, but I never talk. Please find yourself someone. It's very important. I will ask you something very easy to do. So, let me ask, who of you has not yet found a neighbor? Please look around if there's someone else who has not found a neighbor. You can also join two other devotees, then you are the three. Radha Kripa, you found someone? Good. So, who of you is partner A? Hey, you're not on board. It should be half of the group, no? Wake up, partner A. Good. Who is partner B then? Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I have to a little bit grab your attention. So the first question, and I request partner B to go first, is what is your present relationship to Naam Prabhu? Or what is your relationship with Naam Prabhu at present? How do you access your own chanting Is it ecstatic? Is there room for improvement? And be very concrete. No? Be very. When I take up my beads in the morning, I feel Haridas Thakur ecstasy. things like this. Hare Krishna. Start now, please. You only have a few minutes time for this, so start talking intensely. Thank you very much. This was only the first of three questions. I think the second one is more important. It helps us to go now a little bit deeper. We need to churn a little bit our hearts. Remember, this is the second question. Remember an experience with the holy name that deeply touched you. What we are looking here for is an experience. Don't say, I have heard in the lecture that the chanting the holy name is blissful. No, remember an experience when you were, if you want to talk about blissful chanting, when you were out maybe chanting your japa or being in kirtan, in some kirtan, and there came something which deeply touched your heart. Be very specific. Here we don't want to know philosophy. We know you are the best philosophers. We want to hear the pulse of actual life. And if you look at me, but Maharaj, I don't have a deeply touching experience with the holy name. I'm not like Haridas Thakur. I can guarantee you, you had an experience, otherwise you would not have started chanting. If you have become a little bit non-experiential in your spiritual life, remember the time when you joined and started to chant Hare Krishna. Something touched you and gave you the proof, this is good. So share this experience, be as concrete as possible. I will tell something to Burijan which will make him faint.
Or at least start. My hairs stand on end.
Please start now and give everyone an equal chance to relate their experience. Hare Krishna. Burijan Prabhu had to hold fast to his seat, but he's still on the seat. Last question should be easy to say, and this is important for you to find your compass. This was a compass finding exercise. You first had to think about your present relationship. Then you had to think about an experience you had already made, which was quite heart-touching, which was good. And now, the logical third question, what would you like your relationship to be with Nam Prabhu? How should it be, the relationship? Would you like to, for instance, say, oh, I would love to be able to chant my 16 rounds in one sitting, or I would love to be there when I sing kirtan, that I'm there with each name in my consciousness, or, you know, what do you wish? This is very important, because Prabhupada made this point so clearly. He said, If you don't have an orientation in your spiritual life, you will go nowhere. And he gave the example of someone rowing with a rowing boat on a lake. If he doesn't have an idea, I want to go to the western shore and to that mole which goes into the water, then he will just row in circles. He will just move in circles. So when we asked, how would you like your relationship to be with the Nam Prabhu, we are asking you to find a goal, how you wish the chanting to be in your life. And I will remind you a few times on what you will find out now in the discussion with your neighbor. Please, some of you are using 80% of their brain power, which is very good, but please use now 100%. Hare Krishna. I would, one of my worshipable superiors came to me. It's a devotee whom I appreciate very much, and he just asked me, can you tell me your experience with the holy name? Well, what comes immediately to mind was an experience during the Kirtan Mela this year in Mayapur. I think many of you have been there or have followed the Kirtan Mela on internet or later have heard the recordings, and those who were there felt really a divine presence. And there was one moment for me when I was sitting in the kirtan. It was either Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj who was leading, or I think it was someone else. I don't really know, because when I was chanting, I remember I made a conscious effort to sing each name with my full attention. When I was singing Hare, my mind was all on Hare. When I was singing Krishna, my mind was bathing in the sound vibration of Krishna. And as we were chanting like this in the association of many devotees, they were very seriously chanting, you know, they were really concentrated. It was one of those sessions where we were really one mind, one tongue, one song, you know, one mantra, and so on. And during this time, I believe it was really a first time in my life. I saw two things. I saw a very old man coming with his servants into the kirtan. He was some Bengali. He was not known to us, and he was really showing symptoms of genuine ecstasy. His eyes were full of light, and there was such an atmosphere around this man who took the assistance of two servants. And he was just so absolutely out of this world, this personality. And he derived so much pleasure from the chanting. Maybe he was, I think he was a great devotee who felt the inspiration, who had heard that there's an Akanda Kirtan going on. And, you know, that's for a great devotee life, when he is with many devotees who do Sankirtan. So I just saw him from the side and thought, how nice if I also could be a little ecstatic. And at that moment, this man looks at me, and as he glances at me, it is one of these startling glances, you know, like maybe you have experienced when you were a brahmachari and afterwards you became a grihastha. You know, it was one of these glances which talks a whole novel, you know, a whole, there was a lot of information in this glance, you know, and it just touched so much my heart. The next thing is I was back to the chanting, trying to fill my mouth and my heart with the holy name Hare Krishna, and it was like as if an ocean of a whole, you know, no longer sound but some condensed sweetness entered my heart, and just I really thought, my God, Krishna, if you give more bliss, I don't know, I will dance not on the head of the devotees, you know, but I will do something unusual, you know. It just became so indescribable sweet, which I have never experienced this growth of sweetness. I've experienced the growth of pain, you know, in accidents when you hit something and then the pain just comes onto you like an army which invades a village and destroys it. So I've seen such pain, but I have never seen such sweetness, where an increasing amount of just ecstasy comes into you. It's not possible, I think, in eating. I've never seen this in eating, and I have no comparison in this world. So that was an experience in Mayapur during the Kirtan Mela, which I believe came due to the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Panchatattva. Good.
I want to say one experience.
Please, yes? Please. Yes, yes,
please. Okay. This experience, and this is even unasked, it was in Melbourne. And we had a japa retreat in Melbourne. And on the 64 rounds day, which was just the second or third day, it was also Ekadasi. And it could have been, I think it was even a Nirjali Ekadasi. And the devotees were very serious in their chanting. They just chanted and chanted and chanted very seriously. And the lights came back on. It was quite wonderful. And then, everyone's mind was so focused and conscious. And it was so open, and everyone's hearts were so open. And then in the evening, we had Lila Kirtan. And then in Melbourne, after the Lila Kirtan, the Kirtan just goes on and on and on. And then something happened that was, in some senses, quite similar to what you described, but no old man, Bengali man, came in. But suddenly, everyone didn't have a mind anymore.
Oh, good.
It was the most wonderful thing. There was a whole room full of devotees who didn't have minds, and they weren't absorbed in their minds. And everyone was simply absorbed in the holy name. And everyone was dancing, and it was such a relief to be without a mind and to be absorbed in chanting Krishna's holy name. And it was just continuous ecstasy. I mean, it was so wonderful. And everyone was laughing and happy. And I could see that the real, as the Avanti Brahmana says in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, there is only one problem and cause of misery in this world, and that is the rascal mind. And if we chant Krishna's names, especially on that day, our 64 round day, if we chant Krishna's names with intent, in sincerity, and we will become absorbed, and especially when we have our group kirtans too, when the group energy is just focused on glorifying Krishna, then perhaps we will lose our minds, and perhaps we will never find them again, and that would be great. Yeah. That's a good prayer, yes?
Why not think like this? Be a little revolutionary, huh? So, okay, during this journey, you require a sankalpa, an inner compass, and I suggest that this third question, which you will all maybe fine-tune as the days go by, becomes your inner compass. And you can then beg Nam Prabhu, you can ask the holy name to bless you so that this relationship will become something which is effective in your life. Really, if you start with the sankalpa, this is a traditional Indian, from our spirituality, sankalpa. That sankalpa will help you. If you lose your sankalpa, your inner orientation, you lose your way. If you can keep your focus high and make an effort to that effect, then something wonderful can happen in the holy name retreat for you. But in closing this particular session, I request you, do not forget something very important. We have spoken about the opportunity which Braj gives us. It's a bridge from here to there. We have looked a little bit on the idea of the journey with the holy name by studying the first two verses of our Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Naam Mahatmya. And we have then worked a little to crystallize our own sankalpa, our own inner orientation or intention. But in closing, I want to say, let us not forget where we are. We are in Varshana, the kingdom of Radharani. And Radharani is the queen here. Radharani is the all in all here. And she is known as Karuna Mayi Radhe. Her heart is full of Karuna. Karuna is a form of mercy which extends to those who don't deserve it. Karuna is just something which comes to the undeserving. There is a very good pastime of Srimati Radhika. You know, a few days ago, there was the Rasa Leela in Vrindavan at Sharad Purnima, the full moon. And I think you are very much familiar with the Leela. Krishna wanted to be together with Radha. But there were so many new gopis there. Then Radha, understanding Krishna's intention, left the circle of the dancers, and Krishna immediately felt incomplete and went to search after Radharani. He found her, and they walked together through the forest. And at one stage, Radharani, wanted to be carried by Krishna, and said, "I'm so tired." And Krishna said, "Oh, sensing something in Radha, then, you know, just get on my back." And he turned to climb on Krishna's back. And as she looked, there was no Krishna any longer. Krishna had disappeared. Srimati Radharani felt so grief-stricken at Krishna's disappearance that she looked throughout the forest of Vrindavan to find Krishna. And finally, not being able to see Syamasunda, she fell on the ground like a, this is a comparison, so beautiful, like a flash of light which has fallen away from the dark monsoon cloud and fallen on the ground. And this is how the gopis found her, lamenting profusely for Krishna. They all came together. They acknowledged Radha's supreme position by seeing her supreme feelings of vipralamba, separation, and they acknowledged her as the leader of all the gopis. And they looked with Radha for Krishna in the forest, but then they thought, "My God, Krishna doesn't want to be found. And if we start looking for him, he has to keep on hiding from us and go deeper and deeper into the forest, which will be uncomfortable for him." So they went, they gave up their search and went to the banks of the Yamuna. And there they engaged in Nam Sankirtan, chanting Krishna's name. And finally, Krishna appeared to them. He was carrying the same garland which the gopis had given him on his chest, showing, "See, I care for you. Please don't think I care for you. But sometimes I stay hidden from my devotees to increase their longing for me. But see, here, my garland. You made the garland. I didn't put it aside. I care for you." So, at that time, Krishna saw Radha's heart, who had grieved so hard, and said, "Radha, you may ask me for any blessing you want." And then Radha requested him, "Chirada shamatam tvayi virachayantasti radiyo viradyo yeva shammadurima gabire madupure. Tadana kaishore vayasi sakitam gokulpate prapadyetastesham parichayam avasyam nayanayaho." O Krishna, persons who have fixed their minds in the hope that when they come to Vrindavan, they should attain you. O Lord of Gokula, please go to these people who have come to Vrindavan to find you. Go in your youthful form and perform your sweet pastimes before their eyes. This is my only request. So Radha begged that Krishna, you have disappeared from me, but don't disappear. Don't stay hidden from the devotees who want to find you. And I feel with this request of Radha's and Krishna's answer, Tatastu, may that be so. Yes, I will come to the people who look for me in Vrindavan. Huh? I will be there. We have the best guarantee for a successful japa and kirtan retreat. Just please don't forget your answer to your third question. What do you want your relation with Nam Prabhu to be? Or what do you want your relation with Krishna to be? And because Radha has requested Krishna to enter that relationship with anyone who searches for him, you will be blessed, doubly blessed here in Vashana. So we have now reached the end of this section. We were a little longer than planned. I suggest that we make now 7 minutes active pause. These are 7 German minutes or 7 Australian minutes. We expect you to be back. Maybe some of you have to go to the place which the Americans describe to be the restroom. Or you like to just mingle around, get up, talk to a few people. In 7 minutes, please be here, because then we will collect blessings for our japa retreat. Powerful blessings which will make our japa retreat successful. See you in 7 minutes. Hare Krishna.